Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On. If you're hearing this live on the radio, it is Easter Sunday morning. I hope the bunny is very, very good to you. Coming up a little later on, we're going to talk about being the bunny. But first, an incredible story from a woman named Jennifer Hernandez. She's out in Chicago selling mortgages, but she has overcome one incredibly difficult childhood. And she wants to teach us to overcome as well. In her book, Nobody Can Stop Me But Me. Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, brought to you by Nissan of Yorktown Heights. Visit NissanofYorktownHeights.com.
Attention! Nissan of Yorktown Heights has new Nissan Rogues for as low as $199 a month with $3,995 down. Choose from a huge selection of over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles that all include 1 year or 15,000 miles of scheduled maintenance at no charge. Plus, act now and don't miss out on financing as low as 0% APR for up to 36 months. VIN BW 356039. Restrictions apply. Not all will qualify. See dealer for details. Offer expires 3/31/24. Nissan of Yorktown Heights. You'll love this place.
Okay. We are shining on today with some ideas from our first guest, Jennifer Hernandez, that sound like this. You can take abuse for a really long time and not even know it's abuse if that is all you know. Parents, what your kids are going through may hold a similar vibration to what you went through. And oftentimes, parents don't want to see that or go near that vibration. Sometimes it feels like if parents don't clean up their own issues, the children can relive them, forcing you to take another look at it. Forgiveness, Jennifer reminds us, is not for them. It's for you. Another reminder is, no matter what the challenge, look at life as if it's happening for you, not to you. And finally, you can turn any career into your holy work, just like Jennifer. And she's got the book to prove it.
I just really want to shed light on the fact that really no one can stop us but ourselves, and that whatever we want in life, we can truly have, and you are the one in control. We just have to really be able to look at ourselves in the mirror and face the demons that we have within us and deal with the trauma that we not necessarily asked for in order for us to be walking into the greatest version of ourselves.
Jennifer Hernandez wrote the book Nobody Can Stop Me But Me. Jennifer, tell everybody about that day you came home from school, elementary school.
Yeah, so I came home from elementary school and someone had broken in the house and popped my mom's waterbed, broke the crystal, wrote on the walls, "I'm going to kill you." And I was alone by myself. I think I was 9 years old at the time. The babysitter was supposed to be there when I got home, and she wasn't. It was absolutely terrifying. And then at the end of the day, my mother thought it would be easier for her to believe that I did it versus trying to figure out exactly what happened. So I was grounded and made to believe that that was something that I did instead of the fact that someone broke into our house and might have been trying to harm us. And I think that was just my mom's way of protecting herself from the reality of the situation, because it didn't make any sense. So,
did you ever find out who did that?
Yeah, so the neighbor was a friend of hers, actually, and he had been calling her and telling her he could see her, what color underwear she was wearing, and all of the things. And when we left, he let her know that he was the one behind it all.
You did move out of that apartment?
It was actually a house, and he was the neighbor. Yes, we did. And it wasn't until we sold the home that we actually found out, you know, what actually really had happened.
Jennifer, why did your mom think it was you?
No idea, but, you know, looking back now in hindsight, I can see, like, how traumatic that must have been for me to be 9 and not be understood as to why you would believe that I would lie. You know, I was a very innocent 9-year-old, not in trouble, not like, you know, nothing, none of the things. So I have no idea. My only belief is just that she was scared and she just had to convince herself it was something other than what it was. And I don't know. You know, it's funny, I'm going to have that conversation again with my mother, because I really don't know why she would have ever thought that, you know.
Well, where is she now? What's your relationship like now?
Our relationship is great. You know, as you dive deeper into my story, she did leave and move out of state a couple years later. So I had some abandonment issues as well. But honestly, she is she's incredible, and I just know that, you know, we all live different lives, and that's what we have to understand. But back in my mom's day, she got married at 18, you know, lost her virginity to my father, and it was just, you know, she tried to make it work, but you know, it wasn't an easy life, and sometimes, you know, we don't realize things until we're much, much older in life. And now I can see the trauma that she had and that she lived with, and also, you know, why she would have done some of the things that she did. And so I just, you know, we all just have to be really grateful for all of the lives that we have, because there's nothing that's happening to us. Everything that is happening is for us, so that we can evolve, so that we can break the trauma and the chains of, like, the generational stuff that, you know, has lived on and plagued our families for years.
Oh, Jennifer, you have made some sort of astronomical leap into kindness and positivity, right? From having a really difficult childhood to now saying life isn't happening to us, it's happening for us. Girl, you've done some work. Tell me about that.
I have definitely dived into the work. So my belief is that, you know, in order for me to have what I want in life, I'm the one who has to look in the mirror and see what is wrong that I'm calling these things in. You know, why am I calling in abusive relationships and, you know, toxic behaviors? Or why am I being not my highest self? Why am I walking into my lower self sometimes? And that's the truth of it. You know, this is the work that is very hard to do. And that's why it's not for the faint of heart. You know, it's 100% responsibility for everything that you call into your life. And I dived in with coaches and did just psychotherapist and continued to want to do the work. And, you know, in my story, you'll see that I was locked up in adolescent facilities off and on throughout my early childhood, and even went to school in hospitals for quite some time. And to be honest, they never got to the core of any of the issues. And the problem with a lot of psychotherapists, and the reason why they will stop doing the work, is because, especially for children, is because they can't help the child, because honestly, the trauma comes from the family. And it's hard to say, hey, parents, look in the mirror and see what it is. What is the reason why your child is acting like this? Because I can guarantee you 99.9% of the time, it's due to some type of trauma that they're enduring. And you just may not know it, because it could be as simple as your parent being present, but not physically present, which means they don't know what's going in your life. They don't communicate with you. They don't know how. They don't know how to show love, because they weren't showed love. You know, so it's just a plethora of a lot of things, and it's about total radical responsibility.
Nobody Can Stop Me But Me. That's the book, Jennifer Hernandez. And you can take some really complicated concepts and speak of them so simply and clearly. It's really astounding to me. So oftentimes a child is in a hospital, maybe a psychiatric hospital or some other type of facility, and they can't really help the child because the problem goes back to the parents. Is that what you just said?
That is what I said.
Unbelievable.
And that is my belief.
Yeah.
And that's why a lot of people, I think, you know, it's hard to help children, because how do you help them temporarily and then you send them back to their home? And it's what they parents don't realize is that there is something. There's something there.
Yeah.
You know, there's a reason. There was a reason why I was 13 years old running away from my home to the streets of Chicago. It was safer for me on the streets of Chicago than it was in my house, because the emotional and verbal abuse that I was enduring was not good for my system. So it was easier for me to get shot at than to deal with that. And I knew it as a 13-year-old child.
So were you acting out your mother's trauma?
I thought it was. I thought it was, because it all came down to when my mom left, right? Because I had a sense of abandonment. But it was also on top of that, my dad was emotionally and verbally abusive. And that's the same abuse that my mom had endured in the relationship, hence why she had an affair. So we have to look at everything, you know? And the problem is because my dad was the only parent for so long, I never knew it until just 2 years ago.
You never knew that you were being abused, because that's all you knew?
Because that's all I knew. That's how I was raised. So when I became a mom at 20, guess what I did? I rolled that bad behavior over onto my children, because I knew not what I do.
Right.
And then I had to decide, like, something wasn't right. It was time for me to figure it out and do the work. And then I had to do the work on my own family. And I had to apologize to my own children and ask them for forgiveness, because I know not what I do. So, wow. Yeah, that's just the work that we all need to really start doing.
You're an incredible human being, and I'm grateful for this conversation. Please tell me how you've turned it around, and now you're helping other people.
So I do mortgages for a living. Anybody who is not approved or has been denied in the past, you can apply on my website at approvedbyjen.com. I encourage you, my life circumstances has allowed me the ability to craft solutions for people that others cannot. Also, you can follow me on Instagram at I am Jen Hernandez, and it's J-E-N-N Hernandez. And my book is for sale on Amazon, and it's No One Can Stop Me But Me. And I will be doing many things to try to help, you know, break the generational curses and heal the families.
So you're helping people buy houses?
Buy houses, yeah. So I do houses. I do mortgages for a living. Everything else, I, you know, create change in the neighborhoods I work in. And I want to, you know, help heal the land and heal people from their trauma, and especially families who have been broken from it.
So when
relationship strain.
When I call you and I say, help me with my mortgage, and you look at my finances and you see everything's a mess, where do you start? Do you start with the emotional or do you start with the financial?
No, I start with the financial. If you're calling me about a mortgage, I'm starting with the financial. The rest of the stuff you'll have to plug into my social media or like the community I'm building. But as far as the financial side, once I run your credit, we actually have the ability to add, change, delete items on there and tell you exactly what needs to be done in order for you to get approved. So if you're not in a situation where you're approved now, like, we will craft a solution for you, and all you have to do is follow that.
And that's in Chicago, right?
Yes, but I'm across the country, so you do not have to be in Chicago in order to apply with me.
I didn't know house buy-in was part of this thing, but you're full of surprises. So you're in the mortgage industry, and if you can do change and delete on people's mortgage applications, can everybody do that?
No. So on the credit report, we all have access to be able to do it. Just some people know how, some people don't. So once we run a credit report, it actually has like a what-if simulator. Like, what if I paid this account down? What if I got this collection deleted? And it actually will tell me, like, the score will go up 50 points. The score will go up 30 points. And so we have the possibility to, you know, tell you, okay, you may apply today and you have a 520 credit score. But if you do these three simple things, I can get you up to a 680 or I can get you up to a 620. And just one more kicker. I have a 5% national down payment assistance program. So if you have a desire to own a home, you can own a home with no money down. And yeah, you just need to apply at approvedbyjen.com.
And where does this money come from?
Loan Depot is the company that I'm working with, the mortgage company.
Well, you're just, you know, a whole big starburst of surprises. And Jennifer Hernandez, what else do you need our listeners to know this morning?
Just love yourself and forgive. Forgive those who wronged you, because the only one that's hurting is you. The forgiveness isn't for them, it's for you. So that's it. Buy my book on Amazon.com. No one can stop me but me.
And isn't she just something? Jennifer Hernandez, her book is called No One Can Stop Me But Me. She's passionate. She's energized. She's loving herself. She's forgiving everyone in her path. She's helping people into new homes. And she's got quite a story to tell. Hi, it's Casey. Thanks so much for tuning in to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show. Let's talk about the Easter Bunny. Let's get out a bunch of our baskets. We'll have one basket that we'll call social and another basket that we'll call emotional. We'll take a basket called physical and a basket called financial. Oh, we need a spiritual basket. Oh, and one more basket, professional. All right, so here we got our seven baskets. Picture them empty. Beautiful, but empty. If the Easter Bunny could come to your house, what would you like this bunny to put into your social basket? We're doing a little Easter exercise here. Think about this. Socially, what would you like more of? Or less of, socially? Is there a place you want to go out to dinner? Is there a place you want to go on vacation? Is there a friend you want to reach out to? Do you need to make new friends? Do you need to spend less time with toxic friends? Jot down, if you can, or make a mental note of what you'd like the Easter Bunny to put in your social basket. Now, you know for me, I would like more time with my chickens, who take up the greatest part of my social life. Can't get enough of that. Next, we're going into the emotional basket. Let's call it emotional and even mental. What would you like the Easter Bunny to put there? Do you need something to calm your spirit or something to revive your spirit? Something to ease your mind? Is there something you could do that would benefit your health mentally, emotionally? Is it time to start meditating? Is it time to start seeing a therapist or switch therapists or find a new way to meditate? If the bunny could come hopping up your steps, what would you like the bunny to put in your emotional, mental basket? Next up is the physical basket, your health, your body. What can the bunny bring in this regard? Do you need a new thigh master or a treadmill or a pair of sneaks to get you around the neighborhood? Can the bunny bring you a new meal plan, a new diet plan? Maybe you need a health app to help you out physically. Or you need to join a gym or get a coach. What can the bunny put in your physical basket? Next up, it's the financial basket. Do you need to ask for a raise or cancel a few streaming apps? Do you need to invest or look at your investments? You need a new job or a part-time job? Or maybe just a coach in this area? Who could you talk to help you out financially? What can the bunny do? What can the bunny bring you for your financial health? All right, now this bunny is hopping over to your spiritual basket. How are you doing there? Are you making enough time for connection out in nature or in the temple of your choice? Can you add in a practice there or take a day for a spiritual retreat? I know someone who's always planning one. You know her too. What could the bunny bring you spiritually? Is there a book that would feed your soul? A course, a meeting? What could the bunny put in your spiritual basket? Maybe it's just time for connection. And finally, your professional basket. Whether you work or volunteer, or your job is taking care of the garden and the house and the grandkids, I know you show up somewhere as a professional. What would help you in that area? What could the bunny put in that basket? Socially, emotionally, physically, financially, spiritually, professionally. Take a moment to jot down what you need. And then, my loves, you know what you have to do. You gotta be the bunny. You gotta be the bunny. And hop right along, filling up those baskets, giving yourself what you need. I listened to Jennifer's story. She ended up having to fill her own baskets. She ended up having to do the hard work. What her parents left her was just a bunch of hard lessons, but there were lessons nonetheless. And she would not be defeated. Her book is No One Can Stop Me But Me. And the same holds true for you and me. I love the Easter holiday. It's all about new life. It's all about new beginnings. And to some, it's about rising again to a new life. Grab some of that Aries energy, would you? And rise to the life of your dreams. And I just want to tell you, it's going to feel awful. Oh, absolutely no doubt. Growth and change, I've recently learned the hard way, just feels awful. The worst kind of mental anguish. I can see why many people don't change. I can see why many people just leave well enough alone, because change is really hard. And you know you're going through a growth spurt if you feel absolutely uncomfortable. But you're worth it, and spring is here offering you another chance. Be brave. Be the bunny. Bring new things into your life. No one can stop you. Really, no one can stop you. And that might have just given somebody like butterflies in their stomach. And you know you're on the right path when all kinds of resistance comes up. Because there's that part of our brain that wants to protect us from change. And growth feels awful because we're growing into a new territory that we've never been to before. We're opening up the gate and headed out of the familiar into the unfamiliar. But something's calling you there. And change doesn't have to be radical. I spoke to newsman Dan Harris in the last couple of weeks. His book, 10% Happier, is celebrating its 10th anniversary. And he's looking back on the growth he's had in the last 10 years. If you don't remember the story, I think it was back in the 20-teens. Dan, a harried newsman who had been into so many war zones, actually had a panic attack on the air, live TV. And he had to make some serious changes in his life, and he has. And 10 years later, looking at his book, 10% Happier, he told me at the time he only gave relationships you know, a passing chapter. But now he realizes having good relationships and strong friendships is one of the best things we can do for our health and happiness. So maybe make an incremental change socially, emotionally, physically, financially, spiritually, professionally. Maybe shoot for just 10% happier, 10% healthier, 10% stronger, 10% braver. And if there's something in your life that feels impossible to change, just keep the window open. Just keep one little window open that lets the fresh air in. Don't bolt that window closed. Just keep a window open, let fresh ideas come in, let yourself dream about a different reality. And one day you'll be able to say the hard thing without being afraid. And one day you'll be able to do the hard thing without it feeling like the end of the world. And one day you'll be able to move forward, break free, and it will feel foreign for a little bit. So for today, be the bunny. Get those baskets out and give yourself a gift, no matter how small. And just one more thing about this change. It may take years. I mean, I hope it doesn't, but it could. For some, it takes decades. And as our guest Jennifer Hernandez pointed out, sometimes it takes overcoming childhood obstacles, even later in life, before change can take place. Change can come quickly, but I don't have any stories about that. I don't know many people who've enacted change in their life quickly. It's a process, and every day we begin anew. So give yourself a great big smile if you've been working on a change and it's taken you your lifetime. That's all right. Keep moving forward. You've come farther than you realize. Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On. Registration will be open any minute now for our June 29th day-long event at Graymore in Garrison. I forget what it's called. Something about light. But you can sign up for that at atonementfriars.org. Look under their calendar. The summer weekend retreat is August 23, 24, 25. And that's at Merriandale. You can sign up for that now at merriandale.org. Our thought for the day is from Billy Crystal, who wrote, "What's so fascinating and frustrating and great about life is that you're constantly starting over all the time." And I love that. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. Shine on. You've been listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, with new episodes every week. It's your time to shine on.